A brief commercial message before you see your video. Creating a so-called Palestinian state would be national suicide for Israel. First, there has never been a Palestinian people. The terms Palestine and Palestinian have no historic validity. Israel is surrounded by 22 hostile Arab Muslim countries with over 640 times the size of land than that of the tiny Jewish state. If the Jews surrender Judea and Samaria, Israel will be only 6 to 9 miles wide. If you agree that Israel must never retreat to such suicidal borders, then join the Jewish Task Force, JTF. You don't have to be Jewish to join. The link to join is below.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery for Robert Mittman and Sharon Mittman, and to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Zeb Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, and Reuven Hoffman. We have two subjects we want to discuss on the program this week. The first one is the latest on how the residents of Amonah have discovered that JTF was right, that our warnings have come true, that we were right from the start. Again. And the issue of transferring the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, would that really be good for Israel? It actually could be bad. Let's discuss both of these. Let's start off with Amonah. Amonah, if you recall, is a Jewish community in Judea and Samaria that has hundreds of residents, and that the evil Netanyahu, Bennett, Derry, Lieberman regime wants to destroy. They want to destroy that community, and they want to throw hundreds of Jews out of their homes because they believe that that land belongs to the Muslim terrorists. The Jews don't even have a right to settle in their own historic, biblical heartland. So we've done many videos on this in Hebrew, and we've done some in English as well, but many in Hebrew, warning the residents of Amonah, don't make a deal with the Netanyahu, Bennett, Lieberman, Derry regime. Don't make a deal with them. You can't trust them. They're liars. They're frauds. They're phonies. They're con men. You can't believe anything they say. They're going to betray you just like they betrayed the residents of Gush Katif. They made all types of promises. In Gush Katif, they threw 10,000 Jews out of their homes, handed it over to the Hamas Muslim Nazi terrorists. And now the Muslim Nazi terrorists fire thousands of missiles into Israel from the area where the Jewish homes were once existed. If the Jews had stayed there, they wouldn't have that problem. But they lied to the residents of Gush Katif, and they always lied to them and promised them all types of things. If you leave your home voluntarily without resistance, notice how they want to avoid physical resistance. They want to avoid confrontation because they know that massive physical resistance and confrontation would be something that the majority of Israeli Jews can't stomach. And so if the people of Israel saw that on television all the time, they wouldn't be able to expel Jews anymore from their homes. So that's the answer, and that's what we've been telling the Jews of Israel. Well, the residents of Amonah, we tried to influence, and I think we did influence some people there, but we tried to influence the debate, and we said, don't trust what they're going to say. And in the end, they voted about 2-1 in favor of accepting the deal that Netanyahu, Bennett, and the others offered them. It was about 2-1, the vote in the end. I think we influenced many of the one-third that voted against it, and I think some of the we influenced some of the other people that were involved in the struggle there. But it wasn't enough. In the end, the Yesha Council, the evil Yesha Council, the Yesha Council is a group of leaders that are placed over Judea and Samaria by the government, and they're the Judenrat, they're the ones that are supposed to represent the Jewish settlers in front of the government, in front of the courts, but in reality, they get their paycheck from the government and they do what Netanyahu, Bennett, and the others tell them to do. So they always stab the Jewish settlers in the back, the Yesha Council. So we warned, don't go along with this agreement. Don't accept it. You've got to massively resist. That's the only way. That there should be massive resistance. If they see massive resistance, that will prevent future expulsions, number one, because the government won't have the stomach to do this anymore. And number two, because there are many other Jewish settlements where they want to do the same thing, that they want to throw the Jews out of there as well. So number one, there should be massive resistance to prevent them from throwing you out of your homes, because if they can throw you out of their homes and they throw other Jews out of Judea and Samaria, in the end, that'll lead to the creation of a Palestine state, God forbid, which would be national suicide for Israel, God forbid. So it's essential that as many Jews as possible live in Judea and Samaria. When they throw Jews out, it's a disaster for the whole Jewish people. It's a catastrophe, aside from the fact that it's a crime to throw Jews out of their homes in their own homeland is a terrible sin, and God does not forgive anyone who has any hand in doing this. So we warn them, don't do this, don't accept the deal. And surely enough, though, two to one vote, they did accept the deal, they caved in the end. And the result is, now they see, which is 2 weeks before the expulsion, they see they've been betrayed. They see it was all a lie, it was all a fraud. That all the things Netanyahu, Bennett, and the others promised that they were going to do for them, swore they're going to do all these things for them, they're not doing any of it. It's all a lie. They're going to throw them out of their homes and stick them in tents and stick them in crowded, dirty tents and trailers and treat them like garbage. And you know, the ones who voted for the deal, they're actually going to get what they deserve. They were stupid enough and cowardly enough to accept this. That's what they wanted. That's what they're going to get. But we have an obligation to fight against this, even though some of the people there don't deserve any better. We still have an obligation to fight against this for all generations, because we're talking about the right of the Jewish people to live there for all generations, for eternity. That's what's at stake here. And we're talking about preventing a Holocaust, because if, God forbid, all the Jews are thrown out of Judea and Samaria, the Muslim terrorists will create a state there. And if they create a state there, that could lead to a Holocaust for the Jewish people, God forbid. So that's what was at stake. Now the residents of Amonah realize, including the ones that didn't vote the way we urged them to vote, that accepted the deal, they realize they've been betrayed, and now they're all saying they're going to resist, now they're all saying they're going to fight back. It's already late, and I don't know if they're going to be able to redo. I mean, we do urge people to resist. We're going to push as hard as we can to fight against this expulsion. And they may go back and forth and again accept the deal. I don't know. They're so wimpy. You know, some of them are so wimpy. It's unbelievable. And again, I understand their fears. They're losing their homes. They're fearful for themselves and their families. And they have large families with lots of children. I understand the fears. But you're not doing the right thing. What you're doing, history proves, what you're doing is insane, is crazy, is wrong for you and your families. We tried to warn them. But anyway, now they realize we were right. Now they realize we were right. Will this change them and turn them into Kahanists, into people that understand the real truth? For many of them, I doubt it. You know, they learn one thing and then the next week they go back to their old ways. This is unfortunately one of the tragedies of our generation, for many of them. But others are going to learn the hard way. They learn their lesson, they learn it the hard way. Again, we were proven right. They now see that we were right. Remember, we did videos, even in English, we did videos warning the people of Amonah not to accept any deals, that they have to resist. We warned them, and now they're saying, you know, we realized we were betrayed. We realized that what they told us that was all lies, all deception, and we've got to resist. So in the end, they wind up doing what we warned them about. How is it that we knew? Without any doubt, we knew that this was going to happen. How is it that we knew and that the brilliant leaders on the ground there that are supposed to be the experts didn't know? How is it that we knew and they didn't know? How is it that happens over and over again in these situations in Judea and Samaria for decades already? Because we're willing to face reality and they're not. That's the bottom line. But we're going to continue, especially with the young generation there, to educate them and to bring them videos. And there are going to be videos in Hebrew on this subject. We're going to bring them videos. And we're going to do this to alert the people of Israel and to wake them up. We're going to use this issue to wake Jews up before it's too late. To wake Jews up and get them to fight for their survival. That's what's at stake with JTF. That's what we're fighting for. We have an advertising campaign, by the way, where we advertise our Hebrew videos. You won't see it because it's only in Israel, the advertising campaign. But we have an advertising campaign where we advertise our videos and publicize our videos. Last week, for instance, we got one video that we did that was very important on the travesty in the Israeli army that takes place where they arrest soldiers who defend themselves. That video we advertised in several days got 2,700 views. In a country the size of Israel, that's something. In several days, 2,700 views, it's something. Is it enough? No. Is 2,700, reaching 2,700 people with our message, is that enough? Of course not. We have to reach millions of people there with our message all the time, consistently. But at least we're reaching some, at least we're doing something there, and thousands of people are at least seeing the truth. Nobody would see the truth if we weren't there. exposing what's going on. There would be nobody, because we really represent the uncompromising total truth. Total truth. Other people tell part of the truth. There's some other groups there, not many, but there's some other groups there that tell part of the truth. We tell the whole truth. And that wouldn't be happening if not for us. At least thousands of people last week, there was one video, for example, in several days, 2,700 Israeli Jews saw the truth explained in a very sensible way in one of our videos. If we had more money for advertising, instead of 2,700, it'd be 27,000. If we were reaching, instead of 2,700 people a week, 27,000 people a week, of course it would be better. And if we were reaching 100 times as much, 270,000 people every week, then we could change history. That would be enough already to change history. So, of course, when you support us, when you help us, it makes a big difference. It helps us reach more people with our advertising campaign. The second subject we want to bring up is the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. Jews are so excited. The U.S. Embassy might move to Jerusalem. Big deal. Big deal. First of all, it would be Western Jerusalem, not Eastern Jerusalem, because Eastern Jerusalem they want to give to the Muslim terrorists. Secondly, we now have indications that the Trump administration is also telling Bibi and telling the Israelis, don't build settlements, don't do this, don't do that. They're starting already with the same policies as Obama. We have indications of that already. The bad part about moving the embassy, which, again, in no way would be beneficial to Israel, big deal. Big deal, they move the embassy to Western Jerusalem. What is that going to do for Israel? How is that going to make Israel more secure or more safe? The sick, cowardly, wimpy, pathetic, un-Jewish Jews of our generation who think, ooh, I want support from the world. I don't want the world to hate me. You know, these Woody Allen-type Jews. You are such a joke. And the embassy issue is really symbolic of these types of Jews. Moving the embassy might be a disaster for Israel. It could be. How? Because all these Jews are going to say, oh, he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. Now we got to do everything he says. Now we got to give up Judea and Samaria, and we got to be willing to do anything he says now, because after all, he moved the embassy to Jerusalem. We can't, you know, he did such a wonderful thing for a big deal. But with the mentality of the Jews in this generation, they're going to, oh, wow, he moved the embassy. Now we got to do everything he says. So it could be very bad for us. It could be very bad for us. Sometimes when you have an American president that does bad things, that is very hostile to Israel, like Obama was, or Hillary Clinton would have been, or Bill Clinton was very hostile to Israel. Bill Clinton was a complete supporter of Arafat. Sometimes when you have that, it sometimes stiffens the spine of the Israeli Jews, and they finally realize their back is against the wall. And sometimes that could be beneficial. Sometimes. So this moving of the embassy, this is not something that would be that we believe will be good for Israel. We certainly are concerned that it could be very bad in the end, because it could end up making Israelis feel that they have to bend over backwards and do whatever Washington tells them to do. We want an independent Jewish state that does what God in the Bible says. That's the only thing that's going to save the Jews and the Gentiles. Because remember, the salvation of the world depends upon that little country, Israel. The world is not going to be saved by America or Donald Trump. No. The world will be saved by that little country, Israel. That's what the Bible says. Either you believe the Bible or you don't. It is Israel that will decide whether or not the world will be saved. And the behavior of the Jews in Israel will decide whether or not this world will be saved. That is where the destiny of the world will be determined. You look at the Hebrew prophets and what they said. They made it very clear. Most of their preaching was to their fellow Jews, who were a tiny minority of the world's population. They also preached to the nations of the world. They also said things to the nations of the world. But the vast majority of their message was to their fellow Jews. And so the future of this tiny little country impacts tremendously on the rest of the world. Tremendously. And in the end, will decide the destiny of the world. If you agree that the time has come to wake the people of Israel up before it's too late, and to tell them that we don't care where you put your embassy, that's not what concerns us. We want a Jewish state without millions of hostile Arabs that want to destroy us. We want a Jewish state in all the land of Israel. We want a Jewish state where the life of one Jew is worth enough that if you dare touch a Jew there, Muslim terrorists dare touch a Jew, we'll wipe out that Muslim terrorist and whole villages if they support him. We'll wipe out everybody who supports the Muslim terrorists. If we did that, and we made the people of Israel safe, and not only safe and secure, but made it a Jewish state again, with Jewish education and Jewish values, Israel could turn into, the land of Israel would turn into Gan Eden, would turn into like the Garden of Eden. God has given us all the means to do that. He's given us all the tools to do that. If only we're willing to do what must be done. If only we're willing to live by what the Torah tells us. Am levadag yishkonu vagoyim lo yitchashav. Lo, this is a nation that shall dwell alone and not be reckoned among the nations. We can't worry about world opinion. We have to worry about what God commands us to do and what Israel's destiny is as a nation and as a people. Then we can be a light unto the nations and a holy nation, a nation of priests, as the Bible commands us to be. And then the righteous Gentiles will also have hope for their survival. If you agree the time has come to wake the people of Israel up, help us with our advertising campaign, help us reach the people of Israel, help us reach people in situations like Amona, so that in the future we can avoid these terrible expulsions. Help us in the battle to break the freeze on Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, Netanyahu's freeze and Bennett's freeze. Help us break that freeze. Help us reach the people of Israel. Help us put pressure on them. Help us support Moshe Feiglin, who's running for the Knesset on a new party, Zehut. Help us with all of this. Help us, join with us, fight with us. Together, we can change Jewish history. If enough of us are determined to do it and are willing to sacrifice and are willing to do what must be done. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.